Hey there, it's Tony here from the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Today I'll be introducing you to two more of our resident experts over at the Dumb Leaders Handbook. Thanks for tuning in. Hey there, it's Tony here and welcome to today's podcast. We've had an amazing time since we opened up the Dumb Leaders Handbook. We've posted some really great articles. There's been some really good connection there between some of our readers and our listeners on the podcast. So we've got some great articles there around things like emotional intelligence. We've got things, some great articles, some great feedback around some of the courageous feedback stuff that we've been sharing. And we have had some amazing feedback around dumb leaders. And we love seeing your content. We love seeing your stories coming through. So please share where you've had a dumb leader, where you've been a dumb leader. We'd love to hear from you. So you can do that over at the contact page at thedumbleaders.com. We'd love to hear from you, because what happens when you share your story is that one of our resident experts will provide you some advice. We'll provide you some advice on how to deal with that dumb leader, but also provide a strategy on how not to be that dumb leader yourself. So it's an amazingly simple process. All you have to do is share your story and you'll get some hints, some tips, some advice, and some strategies. Today, it's my pleasure to introduce to you two more of our resident experts over at the Dumb Leaders Handbook. We'll be singing when we're winning. We'll be singing. I get knocked down. That's Tony here from the Dumb Leaders Handbook, and it's my pleasure to introduce to you one of our resident experts. Please welcome Kevin Gammy to the Dumb Leaders Podcast.
Hi, how are you going, Tony?
I am absolutely sensational, Kev. Hey, Kev, very quickly, why are you one of the experts here at the Dumb Leaders Handbook?
Gee, I'd have to ask you that, Tony. But apart from one of the things I have done, is I've done a lot of research into emotional intelligence and how that helps lift a leader to a whole nother plane. So rather than being inconsistent, people who are highly emotionally intelligent obviously have greater people skills and they have better influence over those around them to get them to do what they want.
Excellent. Now, you've come out of the recruitment game, did you not?
I did. Yes, absolutely. I was going to say, no, I did not. But I'd like to say that, but I did.
Yeah, so, and the recruitment game, without preempting some of the stuff, is probably one of the toughest areas for a business to engage in, to get the right people. Would you not agree?
Oh, look, I actually think that finding the right staff is absolutely critical, as you know. And recruitment itself is really tough, because it's a highly competitive industry and people regularly only get paid if they're successful, which puts a whole different dynamic on it. But as you're trying to help someone and they put in a need for speed or a sense of urgency that they're only paying people who are successful, it puts a whole new dynamic, and it's the wrong dynamic.
Yeah, absolutely. I bet you've seen some really interesting things, and maybe we can catch up with that on another podcast. Maybe we can talk about recruitment in one. I think there'd be enough dumb stuff that you've seen through recruitment.
There is tons, absolutely.
So, Kev, as you know, the Dumb Leaders Handbook is all about being able to admit our own mistakes as a leader, some of the dumb stuff that we've done and what we've learned from. I ask every expert when they come on the podcast, what's the dumbest thing that you've ever done and the dumbest thing that you learned from?
Cool. The dumbest thing I've ever done is really not holding my leadership team accountable to the same values that I have. Long before I wrote my book and did my study into emotional intelligence, as a leader, I had my own business for 20 years. I was a leader in that recruitment industry for that time. And one of the greatest challenges I had was not really holding people accountable. You know, I just kind of let people drift along, and things were kind of a guideline because I escaped big business because I wanted to not be adhere to the constant pressure of you have to grow, you have to grow, you have to grow just for growth's sake, and was looking to go down a different path. And from that, I kind of took it way too far, and rather than having any rules, things were more guidelines, and if people weren't performing, we'd have a chat with them. But because I got recruitment easily myself, I just thought everybody should be able to get it. So I'd show them basically how to do stuff, but our training was inconsistent, and I talk about this in the book. I'm really upfront about stuff. You've read it, you know. So that was absolutely the dumbest thing I did.
Yeah, and many leaders listening to this are probably in the same boat, where they've given them their teams either too much opportunity under that old laissez-faire style leadership, and not achieving the results. So the key thing you learned was to...
Really, there is a process to it, and it's about maturing through different stages and moving beyond, hey, let's all be mates, and moving beyond that to understand there is a process there. And even going beyond that is how can we use our processes in different ways to absolutely advance, you know, the business that we have or the business that we're part of, by, you know, utilizing it in a wider field.
That's some great advice there. So if, especially any first-time leaders out there at the moment, or people that are looking after managers for the first time, some great advice there from Kev. And it's interesting, we make adjustments as we go through our leadership career based on mistakes that we've made. And that's the whole concept around the Dumb Leaders Handbook. Kev, you mentioned your book, Business Mojo. Tell us a little bit about it before I hit you with the last question.
Oh, cool. Finding Your Business Mojo, it's a bit of a tale of woe and dread, but redemption at the end of the day, I guess.
Sounds like a movie.
It is a little bit like a movie. Look, we tell lots of stories. I've got to say, my favourite review of the book was this lady that said to me, look, it really didn't appeal to me, but it was a bit of fun. You know, it was, you know... I found the stories really interesting, so I couldn't put it down. And that was Mum. So, yeah, she loved it.
and of course, that Business Mojo is available at Amazon and all over the place, kevingammy.com.au.
Yep.
Yeah, so it is a good book. It's been well-researched, and there's a lot of really good stories from experience. So I would recommend it highly. Now, Kev, the last thing I'm going to ask you, what was the dumbest thing that you've ever seen from a leader, and what can we learn from that?
Look, I'm racking my brain about this one because you kind of threw this on me when you got here. Look, I'm actually going to say Malcolm Turnbull. And not because I don't think he's a very intelligent guy, and he has a very strong moral code, which isn't akin to the moral code of a major faction of his party, and he's sold so many favors getting into the position that he was absolutely hamstrung by them. And as a leader, that's the dumb thing. If you're going to lead, you have to be allowed to lead. And he basically traded so many different favors or points or whatever you want to call it to get the position, that once he got the position, he couldn't actually follow through with the agenda that he clearly had. In so many different ways, he's had to compromise his own morals. Now, you know, hey, I'm not in his position. I can't say I would have done anything differently.
That core values focus is just so critical for leaders to be to have integrity, to build trust with their team. So I can understand where you're coming from with that, Kev.
Well, and that's why I believe he's actually lost a lot of faith with the Australian people, is because they see what he stands for before he got the job, and he's not been able to follow through with that.
And that's a shame.
Well, had he,
but
had he,
something for us all to learn.
Yeah, but had he followed through with that, I think the whole Liberal Party would be in much better position today than
absolutely
what they currently are.
Absolutely. Politics is a mug's game in my mind, and we get so many examples of dumb leadership around the world at the moment. Now, if you're listening to this, Kev's our resident expert around team culture, recruitment, team building. If you've got a story to share about a dumb leader, Kevin will be the one that will be providing you advice on how to deal with that dumb leader. So sometimes we get dumb leaders in our careers that we just pull our hair out and shake our heads. This is a great opportunity for you to say, send us the feedback through dumbleaders.com and just ask Kev, how do I deal with this guy? And Kev can give that to you and it'll be no more than 25 words. That's our guarantee, nice and simple. And of course, if there's...
My answer's got to be 25 words.
Yep, absolutely. Everything's got to be quick, simple, and straight to the point. And of course, there's obviously ways that you can connect with Kev at on Dumb Leaders Handbook. But Kev, what are other ways that people can connect with you?
Look, I'm pretty prominent on Facebook. I've got if you live in or around Brisbane, we've got Brisbane Small Business. It's a Facebook community I set up for small business owners. We've got 4,500 members at the moment. So that's going really well. Reach out to me on LinkedIn as well, or just generally through Facebook.
That's awesome. Well, that's another one of our resident experts here at the Dumb Leaders Handbook. Kevin Gammey, thank you very much for your time today, and let's go change some lives. Let's make some better leaders.
Absolutely. Thanks very much for the opportunity.
No worries. Thanks, Kev. It's Tony here from the Dumb Leaders podcast, and it's my pleasure today to introduce you to another one of our resident experts. Please welcome Barry Hopkins.
Hey, Tony, how are you today?
Hey, Baz, tell me, why have you been selected as one of our resident experts at the Dumb Leaders Handbook?
Well, my business looks after small, medium businesses that are in serious financial trouble. And what I see is a lot of people that are in trouble that if they were better leaders, they would may still have their businesses. But my focus is helping business owners have an opportunity to move forward and get their lives back.
And you've got a history there of being able to turn around businesses and enable people in businesses to be able to walk away with the greatest value that they can as well.
Yeah, that's a key focus. There's a decision that every business owner has to make about an investment choice to go forward.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, Baz, as you know, the key thing about the Dumb Leaders Handbook is our ability to admit our own mistakes as leaders and what have we learned from. So, Baz, tell me the biggest mistake you've ever made and what you learned from it.
Well, my biggest mistake is walking in as a leader to a new group without trying to understand who was in the team and assuming they all had the same view as me. What I learned about that is you can't lead anyone if they don't want to be led. And if you are arrogant and assuming that everyone's on the page without you telling them where that page is, your ability to lead them or have them follow you anywhere is very small.
Absolutely. But wouldn't the world be a simpler place if that was the case, just to be able to walk in and just expect them to follow us?
Yes, I think it would be. You know, they had similar qualifications as me, and you know, I knew a few of them, but they'd had a different view of how things worked. And what I did learn about that is you've got to take a little bit of time to listen and find out what people are doing and what makes them tick. But also then you've got to bring them along on the journey you want to take them along, and you've got to give them some value to see why they want to come on that journey with you.
That's some great learnings. I hope some people out there really took that on board, because that is one of the key learnings that I think we all learn as leaders, and we've all made those mistakes. Now, Baz, the last question: what is the biggest and dumbest mistake that you've ever seen from any leader, and what can we take away from that?
Well, when you asked me that question, I sort of think about it. It's a bit hard to think about, but surprisingly, one event just pops into my mind and I can see the person doing it. In front of a new general manager in government, had 400 staff sitting in front of him and said, this is an open conversation to talk about what we need to do and how we go. So it's an open to the floor. And when someone stood up and challenged and asked about something, he basically smashed them down with quite aggressively, and the whole room just went silent.
As it would.
And there were no more questions, and everyone got the strong view that you don't question what's happening, and it's not an open conversation. And so the level of trust to 400, probably the 800 staff, was lost.
That's amazing. And I'm still amazed that sort of stuff happens, but it does, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And, you know, that can happen to a small business as well. You're busy and you're tired and you don't... You make an offer like that and you're not prepared to take three breaths and calmly let people do what you've asked them to do, because that information was incredibly valuable.
Absolutely. So dumb leaders shoot the messenger, and they shoot that brave soul that gets up first up and says something, and you shoot them down.
Yeah. And that also trains all the other staff that they don't put their hand up and they don't do anything. And ultimately, and in such a fast-changing environment, they're the sort of things that make dumb leaders my dumb leaders my customers.
Okay. No worries. It reminds me of that quote by Andy Stanley that says, when you don't listen to your team, you end up being surrounded by people with nothing to say.
That's right. That's exactly,
a classic example. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for that, Baz, and welcome to the Dumb Leaders Handbook and to the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Now, if you do have any queries or you want to share your reader stories, Barry's one of our resident experts that's going to be sharing advice on how to deal with a dumb leader like that. So especially from a financial, commercial aspect, that's where his expertise is. So Baz, welcome.
Thanks, Tony. That's excellent.
No worries. And I'll be right back right after this break. Thank you.
Thanks.
You've now met Barry and you've now met Kevin. Just one more of our resident experts to go, and we'll be catching up with Jonesy in the next couple of weeks. Now, if you're interested in becoming one of our resident experts, contact us. We'd love to have more on board. We'd love to be able to share your gifts and your skills with the world. And of course, don't forget, if you've got a dumb leader story that you want to share, this is the place to do it. This is the place to do it. Come on over to the Dumb Leaders Handbook and make contact with us and share your story. A, it's going to help so many other people, but B, it's going to help you, because our resident experts will be providing you with some clear and simple strategies. So thanks for tuning in. Until next week, this is Tony. You've been listening to the Dumb Leaders Podcast. I'll see you all next week.